Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is very, very exciting! We are going to learn the inyan of Kibud Av V'Aim, which is a pasuk in this week's parasha. Parashas Ve'eschanan, Kaber Tzvich HaSimecha, famous. Ten commandments, as they call them, not the ten suggestions. No, Dibra doesn't mean commandment. And this Dvar Torah should be a schus for Dvor David ben Sarah, and for Elisheva Tova Basle Gnendel, Baruch HaVehatzlocha, Yachanim Bala, Yisrael Daniel ben Shenadina, and should also be Schis L'Nishmas, Rabbi Yoaber and Pinchas HaLevi. It says in the Torah, Kaber Tzvich HaSimecha, Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanim Mechabdo V'chayiv Mechabdo V'moso, V'chayiv Ketzad, your Mechabed apparent in life and in death. The Gemara explains how to be Mechayiv him in life. Give him to eat, give him to drink, bring him in, take him out. All the good things you'd want to do to your parent. V'moso V'azoy. How do we honor our parents? Lo aleinu. Not that lo aleinu that we should honor them, but lo aleinu that they should die. Omer dover shmua shamati omer dover shmua mipiv lo yomer kach omer abba ela kach omer avi moiri abba moiri areni kaparat mishkavo. Don't just say father said this. After he dies, you say so said father my master. I should be a kapara, an atonement for his death. So pashtus hasugyas mashma that even la'achar misis aviv there's a mitzvah of kibud mit an andere nusach. The nusach when he's alive is one way, but when he's dead you can't give him to eat or to drink, right? So there's an andere sort kibud, different type of kibud, but the kibud applies both in life and in death. But in the Yerushalmi in Moikod in Perigim Alachaches, it says, you know why the Avelus on a parent is more serious than other Aveluses? And you rip one's clothing even until he reveals, he exposes his heart. It says the Gemara, Bibnei should be tal to men who mitzvahs covered because he no longer has a mitzvah, keep it off. Aye. What about what we have in the Bavli? There was a mitzvah kibud av lachar moisoi. What are you going to do with that? When shoinat gefrekte gilyone ashas di kashe. The gilyone ashas ni yushalmi. O sadi gimel. Ask this question. What do you mean there's no kibud after death? Of course there is. However, in the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis Pesachim Sof Perek Dalet, he writes that kavod of la'achar misus ha'av eino alechiv dirabonon, and he repeats it in kedushin perak aleph mishnah zayin oisin and dalet. But the makne kedushin daf lamed aleph says that it's min haTorah. No, the Yehuda ma'adura tinyana Evan Ezer Simon mem he writes that even though one's mechabed a parent in life and in death, the ikar kibud is in life. And Mrs. Kibud Lachar Misa isn't strong like Mrs. Kibud Love from Life. Nafkamina b'meisa of. Say a person's father is not alive. Should he be Osek and Kibud Av or Kibud Aim? Kibud Aim wins, his mother's alive. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel declares whether Kibud Av it's a mitzvah l'makom and not ben adam l'chavero, or it is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. Why? Because maybe ben adam l'chavero is all chaveros, but your parent is different. Your parent is different than. They're not like regular chaveros. So therefore, when it comes to your parent, it's only a din ben adam l'makom. It's a special law of the Torah that you have to honor your parent, but not as you would honor any person. If it's only been on the makom, you only have to ask Hashem mechila. L'chaora. Or maybe no, since Hashem was mitzvah this mitzvah to your parents, who are people, it's ben l'chaveiro. And shuva means that you have to ask your parents forgiveness if you slighted them. Loshen of the Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayis, the beginning of Peah's Mashiv, it's a mitzvah l'chaveiro. So it would appear in the Yerushalmi in Peah. Kibud av zechiv l'chaveiro. Sefer Charedim, Mitzvah Seseh Adfliyos Belev writes that mitzvah's covered is piron chayv. That a child has to repay the debt. His parents did so much good for him. And so he's not machabed his parents, he's called a Rasha. Loi v'Rasha v'lo yishalem. Person borrows and doesn't repay the debt, he's a Rasha. A child who doesn't honor his parents is a Rasha. He owes them a debt of gratitude. Could be that he's chayiv even more than Chomesh. The man de Amar covered up Michel Ben that the son has to pay for it. Because Piron Chov is not only a Chomesh, all the money you got. Now in the Gemara we say that Kibud Av is equated to Kavod HaMakom. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ale Aleihem HaKosav Kilu Kibduni. Say from Loshen HaChinuch Mishorshei HaMitzvah, that the root of the mitzvah is Sherowi Loi La'adim Shiyakir V'yigmol Chesed L'misha Asalot Tova. It's fitting that you should do Chesed when somebody did you Chesed. Besoif Tvar of Kosav, the Oiver Alea, Bital Esse, the Onshe Godel Meoid, Shenase Kimisnake Laoviv Shema Shamayim. The person's Oiver is Mevatel and Esse, and his Onish is very great. And it's like becoming a foreigner to your God in heaven. In the Sefer Mea Sha'arim, Nitpas miksav yad le Rabbeinu Eliyahu kapashli migdoilei hador b'zman HaBeis Yosef, which was published by Harav Shoshana Machon Ofek, Yerushalayim Tovshin Samach Aleph, page 22, brings from the Chiddush Rabbi Elazar Megir Maizer, Kaberes Avicha Sofei Teves Doscha. Kaberes Avicha concludes Dalet Tov Chav Doscha, and Pshat is he says that the Iker Dos is Tluya B'kibah Mitzvah Aveim. If you're not mechabed your parents, you're also not going to listen to God. That's why it's important when kids have a good relationship with their parents, to usually stay from. When they don't, it's often bad news, both between them and their parents and them and God. Page 39, the Me'ah Sha'arim writes, Kabedis v'echa z'mecha kasher tzelech Hashem Elokecha. I had to say, where did God already command us and keep it of aim? So he says, Pshat is, I already command you in the first two commandments. Anochin lo yelecha. So too I'm commanding you, kaber tzivicha v'simecha, because they're my partners. And it's coming to teach us. This is like with God, you shouldn't be koifer in God and love Him with all your heart and soul. Even if he takes your money, you love him. If he takes your soul, you love him. So to your parent. Unconditional love. He takes your money. How about this? He goes into your bank. He has your password. And he empties out your bank account. We have that sometimes with movie stars in Hollywood. That their parents try to get their money. Or young athletes. You know, these young tennis players. She's a 14-year-old girl. She's making millions. The parents also want a piece of the pie, right? A big piece. Sometimes. So even if a parent does something rotten like that, you still honor them. Because Kavod Av is a mavoi gadol b'yiras Hashem anechbad v'anoira. So a goyin Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan, one of the biggest lamdanim of this door, explains as follows, that b'kibud Av, there are two parts to the mitzvah. Number one, Chiyuv mitzvah l'chaveiro. Parents are people. You have to honor them. Like you honor people. You have to be goyim el chesed to somebody who did good for you. Hakara Satov. And the man the Omar that Kibarav has to be paid for by the son. It's Kechov Lavid, the son is Meshubit. There's another din that it's a Kavra Makom. Mishran Lamakom. And that it says that if a person Mechabit his parents, as if he's Mechabit Hashem. In Parshas Veschanan it says, and Rashi says, what does it mean kasher tzivcha? Like I told you in Mara. Sham sam loy choyku mishpot, Parshas Bishalach. But in Parshas Yisro, and in Parshas Sanhedrin, in Vav Amud Beis, it tells us there, we're commanded in Mara and Kibbutz Aveim. But in Parshas Yisro, shteit nishtam kibbutz kasher tzivcha b'mara. So the answer is, that in Mara was a mitzvah sichlis. It was a logical mitzvah. It's a chiyuv kavod ob lachaveroi. You owe your parents. You have to honor them. That's so. The eschanan is a ben adam lachavero dika mitzvah. Mitzvah sichlis. Parashas Yisro is ben adam lamakom dika mitzvah. Zeir meduyek the drash of Chazal in the Mechilta. Sham sam lachoyk u'mishpat choyk ze Shabbos u'mishpat ze kibbutz. Kibbutz n'mar is a mishpat. It's ben adam lachavero. Ulefize. We have a naya pshat in the Yerushalmi that even if we say that kibbutz lachar kav is min haTorah, and we saw before today is, and we saw in the Yerushalmi that when a parent dies, a person loses the mitzvah. But even if you say no, even the Yerushalmi holds that it's daraisa. But the kibbutz lachar miso is different than the kibbutz b'chayiv. Because kibbutz, that's a chiyuv lachaveru piron choyvo, zematim rakisha abba chai. And when the father is makabel hanoa from his son. But the chiyuv kibbutz, the achar misis ha'ov, is more ruchniistic inyan. It's more mitzad hamitz shenon lamakom. One can argue you're also doing benefit from there. But most ben lachaveru is when the person's alive. So after he died, it's ben lamakom primarily. And on that it says, Kilu Kibduni! God says, if you honored me! And that's pshat in the Yerushalmi, that after Moso, one loses mitzvah's kibud. Meaning, El Falir del Shlemus HaMitzvah, he's losing the complete mitzvah of kibud of, meaning Mechayim, because Mechayim, it's also Menam Lechavero. But Lachar Moso is only Menam Lechavero. The hein hein divrei ben noy de Yehuda that we quoted. That the ikur chiyuv is mechayim. The madura tinyan and Ebenezer simin mem hey. The ikur kibud is mechayim because there you have both. You have both menon lamakom, menon lachaveiro, mechayim. Lachar moshus menon lamakom. The Achronim discuss whether or not there is a mitzvah for a ben Noach to be mechabit his parent, and they bring a raya from Dama ben Asina, the Bakanta Maisin Kedushin, that Dama ben Asina is honoring his father. He didn't wake him up. You see, for me, the Megam ben Noach, there's a mitzvah of kibbutz. But the fit varena we can say that that's dafko mitzvah chiyuv lachaveiro, the mitzvah sichlis of akaras hatov, that's for bnei noach. But the kila kibdunim elam makom, that's a mile only for yidden. And with this we can answer the kasha that flon the panim yofus, the gabbai Yosef, his father made him swear about his kvura. What does he have to swear? He's mushba v'yomed. Usually mushba v'yomed is Har Sinai. They weren't there yet, but assuming they're already chayv in the midst of Har Sinai, he already has to do mitzad mitzvah kibbutz. So we can say, first of all, mitzad kibbutz b'bnei Noach, there's no mushba v'yomei, that he already swore like we have by our mitzvahs. It could be even more, that since it's a tzivu al achar misa, Yitochen shebibnei Noach, There's no chiyuv kibud d'achar misas aviv. Never had to make him sorry. I can't tell you it's already chayiv al t'ben al t'kibud av. No! It's l'achar moso. That doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, so if we had to make him swear. Rambam writes in Uchas Mamrim, Perek Vav Alokhi Yud Aleph, that a mamzer is chayv v'chvoy dovi v'moroi. Even though he's potter al makoso v'kililoso, ad shiyasa tshuva. Because even his father was a rosh and a bala verus, he has to be mechabed him and misyari mimeno. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Torah, argues, and he holds that since his father's a rush, is no chiyuv kovet. Brings a raya from Bav Mitzia Samach Beis, Gabe Hiniach Lamaviyam Parag Zula, to return this Parag Zula, that's for the father. Father shouldn't be holding on to the gzeil of the father. Looks bad for the father. The Gemara says, Tom already did Shuvah. So you see that as long as his father hasn't done tshuva, no chi of kovet. Only kovet to return the parak zula if he did tshuva. So, how do you say then that there is a mitzvah of kovet lachar moso? Of aviv rasha? Here you see it's only if he did tshuva. I mean, how do you say there's a chi of, excuse me, how do you say there's a chi of kovet for aviv rasha? Here you see there's only a chi of if he did tshuva. What's the Rambam going to answer to the tour? So Lecha Mishnah is Miyashev. Lecha Mishnah is different. Not that the Rambam says. That is Mechabedim, even though he didn't do tshuva, that's Bechayev. But Lecha Mishnah is not Chayev anymore. If he didn't do tshuva. So the Fit Varenu, the Lecha Mishnah is Gevaldik. Because it's Mestaber, that even according to the Rambam, if the father is a Rosha, he's chayv mechabed only mitzad mitzvah lachavero. After mechabed him, it's piron chobo, you owe him. It's the shaykhim to aviv Rosha. Masha'en kein. Mitzad mitzvah lashamayim. Kilu kibduni. That doesn't apply anymore. Because since he's not always a maisa amcha, you can't say if you honor your parents, if you're honoring God. So b'kavod av lachar misaso, that the whole chiyuv, as we said, is only a mitzvah lashamayim, that doesn't apply to a rasha. So as long as the Rambam was right, the yadim mechabed, your father is a rasha, lo aleinu. Mechayav! Lachar moso is only mitzvah on lamakom, and that doesn't apply lachar moso. Lachar moso is only ben on lamakom, and there is no ben on lamakom here. So ben on lachaver, you're not doing mechaberim lachar moso, and not ben on lamakom. There's no ben on lamakom. This person's a rasha. How are you honoring God when you honor your father when this your father is so far from God? No, esh old malo sif kamuvan b'sugiyah azot. So I hope there's going to be a part two. Shem should give us the koach and the moach. And we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'laso su lekayim is called divrei salmo torah so bi'ahava. We learned in the shir b'siyata d'shmaya that there's a chiyuv mitzad men lachavero, chiyuv mitzad men lamokom, and then lachavero applies to b'nei noach, and for us only mechayov, men lamokom applies even after death, and not to b'nei noach, and not if he's a rasha. That summarizes what we learn, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to have parents, to be parents. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.